From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The flooding in the Midwest has been catastrophic. It was caused by what's called a bomb cyclone. Assessing such extensive damage takes time, and people are still at it. Marketplace Hub reporter Peggy Lowe of KCUR flew along the Missouri River in a corner of the country where four states meet: Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas.
I'm in a four-seat Cessna 182 that took off from a tiny runway carved out of farmland outside Tarkio, Missouri.
This airport's seen a lot of traffic this last week.
I'm with Dan Athan, a farmer who's been busy flying people over an area that roughly follows Interstate 29 north at Hamburg, Iowa, south into Missouri. Some people want to see the damage. He's ferrying others from town to town because the roads are underwater. We first see Hamburg, Iowa, now swamped by brown water. I can see the tops of some trees, a grain elevator, the outline of what was a small town. Athan points out the local John Deere dealership, a long white oval that looks like it's floating. We bank to the west and circle south. It looks like we're flying over a huge, muddy lake. Lots of farmers won't plant this year, since the water isn't expected to recede for months. And many lost the grain that they've been storing from last year's harvest, a glut of corn and soybeans created by international trade issues. All along our route, I see steel grain bins slumped over, their tops popped off and yellow corn spilling into the water. Here's how Blake Hurst, a farmer near Tarkio, explained it to KCUR via Skype.
The bins are exploding, kind of a slow motion explosion, but that's exactly what they're doing. As the grain swells up, the bins collapse. So all kinds of farmers up and down the river are looking at a two-year loss of income.
As we landed, we saw another plane taking off. After the flight, I asked Athan about the cleanup costs.
Well, the state's going to have a lot of money wrapped up in just getting roads prepared. And that's the first thing that's going to have to happen before anybody can get in there.
The estimated losses so far in just two states, Iowa and Nebraska, are $3 billion. In Tarkio, Missouri, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.